Welcome to Missouri Corn Talk, your go-to weekly agriculture podcast, delivering fast, reliable updates on market development efforts, ethanol demand, and the issues shaping today's corn industry. I'm your host, David Geiger. Over the past few weeks, a strong presence of corn growers were in Washington, D.C. They took part in a historic event at the White House and were advocates for their states. These conversations are happening at a critical time as farmers face tight margins and look for certainty heading into planting season. Joining us today is Missouri Corn Growers Association President Brian Lehman. Brian recently participated in a National Corn Growers Association fly-in and was also in attendance at the Great American Agriculture Celebration at the White House. Brian, thank you so much for joining us. And you were in Washington, D.C. for that fly-in. From a farmer perspective, what are some of the key issues you brought directly to Missouri's congressional delegation?
Yes, there's a lot of things going on right now, kind of a busy time of year for farmers and in Congress as well. Top priority, of course, was the push for E15. Of course, nothing's happened yet, but they did. President granted waivers for the summertime relief, which is a big step in going forward, but we still need that for top demand, you know, year round. The other topic, of course, getting a farm bill, still work on it, trying to get it passed through. Then, of course, high prices of fertilizer right now, the concerns for it, and this was before the war over in Iran, that there's still, you know, fertilizer companies and the lack of competition. So seeking some stuff there and, you know, trade, the Mexico-Canada trade agreement, USMCA, is another big issue that impacts corn farmers across the state of Missouri.
Brian, we're going to go to the first point you made of biofuels. We have seen movement on E15 and renewable fuel volumes. What's your takeaway from those conversations? Why does that matter to your farm, and how close are we getting?
It seems like we're just right at the finish line every time and kind of gets pushed back. But, you know, the summer waivers definitely helps. But, you know, we're looking for the year round, and we need it for farmers. We need to know that ethanol demand's there, and it supports, you know, even though there's not an ethanol plant local for me, it helps my basis and the price for corn for me as well. So, And consumers too, it's going to help, you know, relieve the high fuel prices if we get that blend in the fuel system. So it's big for, you know, Missouri rural communities and consumers alike. It opens the door for future markets as well. If we get that E15 year round, then we can keep pushing for higher demand and more markets.
Brian, fertilizer is another thing you mentioned. It's been a big concern, specifically around transparency, just why are prices the way they are. Some bills have been floating around, and we already have laws in place for antitrust practices. What are your perspectives that you gained from being in Washington, D.C. on how legislators plan on handling that?
I think, you know, talking to some of them, they're involved in the investigation with the Department of Justice and, you know, looking to see what the market concentration is and try to see why is that, you know, why are these companies making big profits and inputs? There hasn't been any reason why, you know, they inflated them like they did years ago. And so just be more competitive in the marketplace and open the doors and show the transparency.
You were also a part of the Great American Agriculture Celebration at the White House. What was that? What was the purpose of it? And what did you see while you were there?
Honored to be there representing Missouri corn growers, first of all. But it was a very neat opportunity. The president and his administration really showed how important agriculture is and how they are going to be behind the farmer with some of the policies that he's rolling out. And hopefully, you know, they can get through. He pushed for E15 year round, and they came out with the EPA Administrator Zeldin with the new renewable fuel standard, the final rule. So it's the highest it's ever been. So that was very encouraging. Well, that the president and his administration understands that times are tough for the farmer. And so he's making some different policies and things that are definitely going to help Missouri corn growers.
From a farmer standpoint, how did those announcements translate? What would that message be?
I think he's there for the farmers. I know he knows it's a tough time, but he said we're persevere through weather, through different things, and this is just another hurdle. But, you know, he wants to do away with a lot of these nonsense positions that were put in place years ago. You know, times are tough, and this will kind of bring the opportunities out for us, put it that way, that he knows what's demand from other countries as far as trade. So he says a lot of talk, but we need them to sign those bills now and trade agreements and have it in writing rather than just his voice is pretty powerful when he says something and markets react. So if he can sign these deals, it'll be great for farmers.
Overall, the Great American Agriculture Celebration over there at the White House, was there anything that specifically stood out to you, a memory of the event that you want to mention?
Yeah, just being there with a lot of other farmers from across the Midwest and throughout the U.S. I mean, there were vegetable growers, there were, you know, you name, agriculture was represented there. And that was something that was neat, that everybody was together and, you know, he's given a broad message. And when he said E15, that was the loudest message, you know, applause he got. So that was kind of neat. And just being on the White House grounds, being invited there is something, you know, I remember forever. So it was neat.
We are entering April now. Let's talk about planting. How are conditions in your area? When do folks plan on getting out of the fields? Are they already in the fields?
There are some around me that have corn in the ground already. We've been doing dirt work, field work, a lot of fertilizer going on. I haven't started planting yet myself, but ready to probably. We got a little shower today, which was welcome because we have been dry. So probably after Easter, when April comes, I think we'll be ready to roll.
As you get ready to roll, how do you want growers, farmers, your neighbors to react or take away from these types of conversations you're having, doing work in Washington, D.C., telling the story of farmers?
I think we're getting a lot of traction from our voice of farmers being there in D.C. for those fly-ins, even at the Capitol, talking to anybody that makes rules for farmers, you know, for or against, we have to be there with our voice. And so that matters being heard. And we could see that when we were in D.C., when we talked about, you know, fertilizer, we talked about different things that the tone was a little bit different. They were, you could tell the senators we talked to, they were concerned and, you know, had questions. And so it seems like we're making headways possibly, you know, to markets aren't going to happen overnight. And that's why we have to battle constantly to try to open up these things. So we have to be on the phone. We're in the field, but farmers are on the phone. Where our staff and is in working the shadows of the hallways in D.C. and in the Jefferson City working on behalf of the corn growers.
Brian Lehman is here, Missouri Corn Grower Association President. Brian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And that is going to do it for this week's episode of Missouri Corn Talk. This podcast is made possible by the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council and the Missouri Corn Growers Association. To learn more about the work being done on behalf of Missouri corn farmers, visit mocorn.org. That's mocorn.org. I'm David Geiger. Thanks for listening and best of luck with the planting season.